There's an interestingly written story by Freddie Gray published at the Spectator magazine headlined, Beto O'Rourke is all hat and no cattle, with the subhead of, so why has the Democratic machine fallen so madly for him? Pointing out that Beto looks good and attracts lots of money, Gray writes that Beto mania is reminiscent of Obama mania in the late noughties. The men have the same initials too. Like Obama, O'Rourke excels at what Sarah Palin called the hopey changey stuff. He's energetic and positive. He has lots of irritatingly upbeat young fans. Celebrities fell over themselves to endorse him in his midterm race. He's Obama but white, said one Democratic operative this week. All the guy would have to do is send out an email to his fundraising base and he raises $30 million. It completely changes the game if Beto runs, and he should run. The story goes on to point out how empty O'Rourke's resume is, being all hat and no cattle. A more intriguing question, Gray writes, is why the Democratic machine seems to be falling for a man who has only been a congressman for 5 years and who just lost the only major battle he has fought. The answer might be that his party, like almost all established parties, is in deep crisis. They need a hero. They found a Beto. Gray says the answer is that Beto strikes the party leadership as a unifying figure at once progressive and elite. Like the Canadian prime minister, he's handsome and safe. He ticks all the right lefty boxes. Gun control, higher taxes, abortion rights, legalized marijuana. Yet he wouldn't say anything that might upset the Clinton family or the Davos World Economic Forum. So what if he's a lightweight? The man can run. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.